The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
So this week saw bipartisan support in the House for a new charter school bill. Does this mean that ESEA reauthorization could happen this year?
That would be a no.
Laura, you know, no, of course, Laura doesn't write these questions. Danielle wrote that question. Come on, stupid question. Come on.
There are no stupid questions.
Oh, there are definitely stupid questions.
Yeah, that was a stupid question.
Yeah. So, this is interesting. The vote was something like, I don't know, a whole lot of people to 50. How many representatives do we have these days?
I want to see who. I am curious to see it.
430, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of them didn't bother to vote. But what I'm really interested in is to see who the makeup of the no's were.
Well, it was. I asked Sam Dillon at the Times, who was reporting on this. He said it was about 12 Republicans and the rest were Democrats. So mm-hmm. I assume the Republicans were way far right, who maybe just don't think that the Fed should be funding education writ large. And yeah, I'd be curious to see which Dems were against it.
I mean, I'm curious if it's folks who are trying to rack up points with the NEA.
Yeah,
or is it folk in swing? You know, I'm curious.
Who knows? So, yes, they got that piece done. That was not a surprise. Very bipartisan. But look, they've got tougher stuff ahead of them. On the House side, they say they're going to tackle accountability next and then teacher effectiveness stuff. And those are going to be difficult issues. Not clear how it's going to break politically necessarily or in a partisan way. I think there's plenty of Republicans and Democrats who could see eye to eye on these things. It's really more about the teacher union types on one side, the sort of zealous reform via Washington people on another, and then the rank and file folks in the middle.
Now, the interesting development was this morning, the Senate Republicans, not the chairman. Not the ranking Republican member, but other Republicans, Senators Alexander, Burr, those guys, dropped a package of bills, I guess five bills, which sketch out, parallel actually in largely the House bill on charter schooling, lay out some proposals for flexibility and consolidation of a whole slew of Title II and Title IV programs, offer a dramatically, maintain federally required testing in grades 3 to 8. But otherwise, dramatically dial back, the NCLB framework, including getting rid of highly qualified teacher provision.
Mm, I love that one.
You love the provision, baby?
I hate the provision. I love getting rid of it. I got to say, I'm pretty happy about this. It tracks pretty well with the vision of reform realism that we've been forwarding for the last couple of years. Not saying it was because of us. I'm just saying that, there's some similar ideas.
Reform realism, Gucci governance. I got a million of these. Hey.
The focus is saying, look, transparency, yes. It's fair to require transparency of all public schools in return for these dollars. Accountability doesn't make sense to try to force that from Washington, except on the very worst schools. And so I think that's something that people can live with. Look, this may come from Senate Republicans, but I will have a hard time thinking up a whole lot of Senate Democrats who would necessarily be against at least big pieces of this bill. They'll get nervous about killing off some programs. There'll be some questions on some of the other pieces here and there. But the basic thing is saying, hey, we're serious about rolling back the federal role to a more manageable size, focusing on transparency, continuing pressure on the very worst schools. Look, I think this is the route to a bipartisan bill.
Pass this bill.
Pass this bill.
Pass this bill.